And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of October, 2017. 1811, on this date, Jane Austen's novel Sense and Sensibility was first published. She'd started writing the book 16 years before, when she was just 19. It started out as an epistolary novel told through letters, then she revised it into a narrative format, and then she set the book aside for more than 10 years. In the end, it was she who paid for the printing and the advertising and agreed to pay the publisher a commission. Rather financially risky, but it turned a profit. And so the publisher agreed to put out her second book called Pride and Prejudice, came out 2 years later. It's the birthday of Robert Caro, born in New York City, 1935, best known for his five-volume biography of Lyndon Johnson, which he began back in 1976. He started out writing for Newsday, the Long Island newspaper. He was an investigative reporter, and he was writing about a proposed bridge across Long Island Sound from Rye, New York, to Oyster Bay, and why it would be a bad idea. And he was fascinated by the man who proposed it, Robert Moses, the urban planner. And so he set out to write a book about Robert Moses. It came out in 1974. It was called The Power Broker. The bridge, by the way, did not get built. But the book won the Pulitzer Prize for nonfiction. Robert Caro, famous for his obsessive research in writing the biography of Lyndon Johnson. He interviewed Johnson's speechwriter 22 times. He moved to Texas, lived there for several years while doing his research. Robert Caro, who writes with a note taped to his lampshade, which says, "The only thing that matters is on the page." And it's the birthday of the playwright and politician Richard Brinsley Sheridan, Dublin, 1751, author of The Rivals and School for Scandal, and who, as a member of Parliament, supported the American Revolution. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuhman, Why There Will Always Be Thistle. Sheep will not eat it, nor horses, nor cattle, unless they're starving. Unchecked, it will sprawl over pasture and meadow, choking the sweet grass, defeating the clover, until you are driven to take arms against it. But if, unthinking, you grasp it barehanded, you will need tweezers to pick out the stickers. Outlawed in most northern states of the Union still, it jumps borders, its taproot runs deeper than underground rivers, and once it's been severed by bread knife or shovel, two popular methods employed by the desperate, the bits that remain will spring up like dragon's teeth, a field full of soldiers, their spines at the ready. Bright little bursts of chrome yellow explode from the thistle in autumn when goldfinches gorge on the seeds of its flower. The ones left uneaten dry up and pop open, and parachutes carry their procreant power to disparate venues in each hemisphere, which is why there will always be thistle next year. A poem by Maxine Kuhman, Why There Will Always Be Thistle, from The Long Marriage, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with technology services for small businesses like PC setup and repair, some tasks completed by the next day, in stores or at staples.com. And by Amazon Studios and Roadside Attractions, presenting Wonderstruck, from Todd Haynes, the director of Carol and Far From Heaven, starring Julianne Moore and Michelle Williams, based on the novel by Brian Selznick, now playing select cities everywhere November 10th. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.